was talking to a guy around the corner walking my crazy dog. Well, I was walking the dog. He was a guy who lives around.
This guy just didn't grab your dog and start walking and be like, hey, what the hell, man? That's my dog.
It'd be
dog.
Great if he did. And he'd follow the dog around with the bag and just pick up his stuff. It'd be fantastic. But yeah. No, that's not how it works. But I always, it's one of those where you see each other and you kind of nod. He drives by. He'll give you that wave.
So
that
he lives in the neighborhood or is it just some creepy stalker?
No. Yeah, I hope he's not just
van.
That would be really weird. No, I think he lives there. If he's not, he may as well be.
In the van?
Not in the van. He lives in the house. They do actually have a van. But that's neither here nor there. Now that sounds like I'm the damn stalker.
I have now profiled your neighbor. And he hates us now.
So, but he has a follic issue. He's going bald. Is really
wow.
What it
that's
is.
Going bald sounds way better than a follic issue.
Yeah, it does because a follic. I have a tendency to say things that sound worse or dirtier than they really are. That's true, and that's a fault. I'm working on that. Thank you, Chubby.
He's like,
I
my follic
that.
Is fine. My
it's follics are good. It's follics. The challenge is terrible. So
was that Christopher Walken?
I didn't mean to do it. It falls out once in a while.
Is just, more cowbell.
Always better. Always better with that. I wish I had one nearby. I'd bang on it. So the guy's telling me, he says, you guess what I'm going to do? And I'm like,
oh, dear God.
Have
that,
no
that
idea.
That could go in weird areas.
And the only reason, I would never have mentioned the guy's hair or lack of hair or anything else.
I'm
going to
take
get
the stripper's spleen.
Right. Yeah. So he's like, I'm gonna get implants. And I'm like, I'm sorry? And he's like, yeah, I researched that he's going to get implants. And he's like,
and did you tell him, hey, your breasts are fine the way they are?
I should have. And I just am kind of staring at him. And I don't know if he feels that we have a connection because I shaved my head because I just got in front of it. And I don't see the idea.
You're fighting the follicles and he's got the follicle dysfunction.
I'm not fighting it. Here's the thing that hacks me off about my deal. It should just all go the hell away so I don't have to worry about shaving anymore. Because I, as a kid, I was in a hurry to shave. It was like, I'm a man, I want to shave. And everybody told me, not my head, but my face. The head thing never occurred to me until it was much later. In a situation where you don't want to do that too soon, then you're going to get tired of shaving. You'll never be able to stop. You hate
it. But you've got a nice, full Nick Offerman beard.
Yeah,
you look
good
with a beard, man. You look good with a beard.
Well, I appreciate that, and that's fine. See, the beauty of not shaving is that when you have a beard that you can grow and it doesn't look too heinous, or disturbing, is you don't have to dick around with it. You just trim it so it's, fairly even, and then you put some oil on it or lotion or conditioner or whatever it is.
Put the lotion on its skin.
Yes, and put it in the basket. Yeah,
or else it gets a hose again.
It all goes back to that with a nice Chianti. Sorry, another bad thing. That you're much better at that than I. So the guy around the corner, I don't know if he feels a kinship because he sees that I have no hair when the weather's warm enough not to wear a hat to cover it because mom was right. You lose your heat from your skull.
Oh, you do, yeah.
And so he's telling me. He goes, it's not really bad. They'll give you a payment plan. It's affordable. And he's telling me, like, one, I can tell he's excited. He hasn't had it start yet, I guess. And then I don't know if he's maybe getting a discount. He's trying to sell me on it, like maybe, if you get a referral or a bird dog for, like, implants. I don't know.
Does he know you shave it? I mean, you don't shave it
every day.
Well, I
haven't had the guy over to the house. I mean, you say, hey, come over, watch me shave my head. That would be really fundamentally
weird. Well, now that just sounds weird at this point.
All kinds of weird.
Come over to the house and watch me shave my head.
No, I've never discussed it. I've never discussed it. And maybe he thinks it's all gone. Maybe he thinks that.
But here's the thing, and I shave my head too, so maybe I just recognize it from you when I see you. I can tell that there's stubble there.
Right.
So I look at you. I know you're not, like, naturally completely cue ball bald.
Right, but we've sat across the table.
You are not Jean-Luc Picard here.
No. We've had food and beverages, in close quarters across a table from one another. I've seen this guy driving by and walking the dog as I go through the neighborhood, right? That's as close as it's gotten.
Maybe he thinks you're actually bald. And you're like, no, I do this on purpose. And he's just like, I hate you.
Right. Well, maybe that's the, I don't know. Again, maybe he's like, maybe I get a 10% discount or a $100 referral. I don't know. But this is what it's getting me to. I've never thought about the implants. And I think it goes back to watching like Cheech and Chong movie back. And I don't remember which one it was, if it was Up in Smoke or whatever, where Cheech Marin had the really bad implants and they made the whole bit about them looking like literally it was just plugs of like trees or whatever on his head. And it looked like shit.
Wow.
And I'm like, I'm not paying for anything like that. I don't care that much about it. I'm
that
okay with
it. That was the 70s, man.
Right. Well, I know. Yes, technology's come far. We've got internet now. You've got Wi-Fi. We got streaming services.
You could use the spray paint that Stephen Miller uses. I mean, all that kind of stuff.
Right. Well, but this is what it's getting me to. So this happened just in the last week or so. And there was another story, and I know this happens because a guy called me on the radio show that I do when I use my real name, Sterling, rather than Stick, whereas you're Kevin Carr, the fat guy's the movies, but
what?
You're chubby.
Don't use my real name.
Oh,
Jesus.
I shouldn't
now
do that? Is that bad? You're going to edit that out?
Now they're going to find me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know that you are somehow wanted someplace in some fashion. That's
sure
your problem.
I am.
Cut this out. No one knows anything about that. So in the midst of all of this, though, it reminds me about people spending between $70,000 and $80,000 to get an extra 6 inches or so of height. I'm not talking like midgets and dwarfs. The correct, proper, unoffensive term would be little people.
The term, I hate to tell you, is dwarfs, not dwarf on golf or anything. You said dwarf.
Yeah.
We're not talking about Tim Conway with shoes on his knees.
Gotta love Tim Conway, but you're correct. Dwarfs. I'm sorry.
Dwarfs.
Forgive me.
That's a political correct term, because they and not all of them. Now I'm like, you people.
That's
no,
exactly
like,
shame on you. You disgust me. You're racist or sizist or whatever the hell you are.
Dwarfism is an actual condition. It's an
correct.
Actual medical condition.
Yeah.
And so some people are dwarfs. Like, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you know, Kenny Baker, who played R2-D2, was, in fact, he had dwarfism.
Like Billy Barty.
Billy Barty, I think, was a dwarf. I think Peter Dinklage is a dwarf. But there
correct.
Are some people that are just
great
very, very little who are not suffering from the genetic dwarfism. So you can't – that's the thing. You can't just blanket say dwarfs. I think it's little people. Isn't little people still the correct term?
Well, yeah, there's little people of America. I've had little people on the show. What really creeped me out is they had little clowns, and I don't like clowns, and then you add in little people,
wait,
and then they can't –
hold on a second. Is that a package deal? You're like, I'd like to interview the dwarfs to talk about that. Well, yeah, but you got to have the clowns.
I mentioned something in passing. This has been years ago, and then someone called. It was like an individual. It wasn't like a representative. Like, I can't talk, you know, for all the half-Jew, half-not-Jew bald guys in Ohio. There may be others.
Far away from being a dwarf. You're about 3.5 dwarfs.
Fair. See, I don't know where the line is of what's a dwarf, what's a midget, what's not. Again, the correct term, and they told me when they came and we had a roundtable discussion, is little people. My point is, other than people who are having problems for their health, who have to have surgery for correction, there are people that are just short in stature. They're not the tallest, right? And whether it's a Napoleon complex or otherwise, they feel that extra 6 inches is worth $70,000 or $80,000 in the pain and suffering that
goes
into that.
Where does
that
come in? I mean, where do they put that 6 inches? Do they spread it around?
See, this could go in a really dark, scary place. We're talking
about height, not talking
about junk or whatever.
When I was in high school,
somewhere in your legs. I don't know. I guess however they do that.
When I was younger, I dated a woman who was 4'11". She just happened to be very, very short.
Was she limber as well? Oh, I'm sorry. That was really inappropriate.
I
apologize.
I don't kiss and tell.
But anyways, the term spinner, that's also wrong. I'm sorry.
No, we're not getting into that territory. I'm just saying she was under 5 foot. And isn't that the cutoff? Or is it like 4'8" or 4'10"? There is a cutoff at a certain point where they say that. But when I picture her in my mind, if you put an extra 6 inches on her thighs or on her calves, anywhere would have looked weird.
Disproportionate.
Yeah, she would have looked like a ventriloquist dummy.
Right. Well, and that's the thing with dwarfism and whatever other.
And she wasn't
different
a dwarf.
Varieties.
She just was
no,
a
I
short
understand.
Woman.
I'm not saying that. But my point, this is not about the dwarfs, the midgets, the little people.
Dwarfs!
Dwarfs. I'm sorry. I can't. I have an impediment. Why are you making fun of me? I have an elocution problem, an enunciation problem. Perhaps I need therapy, so much therapy, my God. But the point of this, and the question that I have, which
is
taken way long to get there. That's my point. The guy around the corner, though, is the one who got me thinking about this, is the fact that for 70 or 80 grand, aside from proportion and disproportionate to get that extra 6 inches, or up to that, I think, is as much as they can go. I mean, how short do you have to be? Would it be worth the pain, the suffering, let alone the $80,000 or $70,000 to get something like that done? Would you, could you do that? And if
no,
you change
never.
Anything, I have multiple questions. I'm piling them on because this is the only way we're going to get anywhere. Is at this point, if you could change something, what would it be? Because I can't see getting implants for my hair. And if
now,
I
hold on
looking,
a second, adding a 6 inches to just random places can go very different ways.
That's my point. aside from that, just the idea of the pain and suffering, I'm a puss. I don't want that pain and suffering. I mean, I'd have to be a functional issue. Like, I couldn't get a job. Maybe, look, there are some women. There's a girl I've gone out with, a woman, I should say, not a girl. That is a whole other problem.
She's 12.
We were out to eat, and she saw, like, a guy, and he was shorter, maybe 5'5", right? And she goes, there's no way if you were that height I'd go out with you. I said, but you like me. She goes, yeah, but I would never even gotten to know you. I wouldn't have given you a second look if you had been that height.
Well, fuck
so the
her.
Only thing
That's
I can imagine is somebody who's short like that feeling that they're being overlooked and marginalized because of their height.
Okay, that's a bad word for talking about short people as overlooked is probably a bad...
No, you're
that's
absolutely
an
right.
Way of saying.
So the fact that she says that she wouldn't consider going out with me or anybody else if they were that short, I could see where then somebody would feel that. But I think that's kind of superficial.
Well, that's
isn't it?
Shallow. That's shallow. She's
that's
a shallow
my point.
Person.
And
I mean,
I'm not going to probably
not
see her again
person.
Unless she calls later. But that's all I'm saying.
I'll tell her to her face. I go, get your shit together, lady. You got imperfections.
Don't
look at
do
those
that.
Fucking eyebrows.
Maybe she calls late. I'm not saying what that would be for, but I might get a text.
Well, she wants
whatever.
A booty call with your extra 6 inches is what she wants. Here's the thing. When
I might need it
to...
in that other area, but that's a whole other problem. Go ahead. Help me here because I want to make sense of it.
If you're talking about romantic stuff, anything should be on the table. You should be attracted to the person for who the person is and know that you will never find that person that is that a physical ideal. And if you find that person is a physical ideal, I guarantee you they are a fucking nightmare to deal with. You do not want, I once had a friend and I said to him, he was talking about girls and all this. And I said to him, he's about 5 years younger than me. He was in college at the time. I'd been married out of college. And I said to him, I go, look, watch out for the tens. They're fucking nightmares. Go for the sevens or the sixes. And you will find people who have imperfections, but they're good people. You find somebody that you're attracted to, but you should also be attracted to the person. And you should not rule anything out. That's like sitting there and saying, well, I could never date a Filipino.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? Maybe that Filipino's a wonderful person.
Love happens.
You know, if she was so hung up on height that she couldn't date a guy. And it's not like you said the guy walked in. It wasn't like 3.5 feet tall. You said it was like 5'5".
I'm guessing.
That's like
I don't
Tom
know.
Cruise height.
We were sitting at a table, and I was kind of shocked. And then I'm like, well, that does suck. It's superficial as hell. But that's then where you roll. You kind of like you.
And then you'd
like
be like, I'm
spot.
Not that height. Let's go home, honey.
Well, you know. So.
Oh, you got late that night, is what you're saying.
Well, I'm trying to not talk about that right here. Now it's inappropriate and wrong. Maybe everything's working fine. Probably. But what would you change if you could? And
about
that's
my
one,
physical body? I mean, I'm overweight.
Would we would worry about what your wife would want? Is it about what you would want to make you feel better?
Oh,
I was
no,
just
no,
raised
you
to
look
be,
at the-
I'm who I am. Love me or leave me alone, unless it's a functional issue.
Everybody always stampedes towards the, you know, the human member size.
The junk. But
why?
Apparatus.
I've seen videos on the internet.
Penis.
Why would you want one? I mean, you see these things that, like, again, I mean, it's just something that you could hammer in nails with, and you're like, why would you want something that, I mean, it's a baseball bat. That has to be ungangly and problematic.
We need women to talk about this, because you're talking about the function and the desire of having something you could pound nails with rather than ass. That may be a bad choice of terms also.
You took it there.
It's also strange and weird. But you know what I mean?
But like, my point being is, did you want such a giant monster cock that's 18 inches long and 3.5 inches thick?
Why do you assume that I'm not? Because I'm not working in porn? I mean, maybe I do pack that.
I've seen you walk. You haven't fallen over. So that's how I know. But anyways, the whole point is, I'm like, you look at me and go, who are you going to please with that little thing? And I'm like, myself.
Always.
You gonna
it's
be
always
involved?
Good for me.
Yeah, so I mean, I can figure something out. I have multiple talents. I do not worry about myself.
Yeah.
If I were to change it, I mean, obviously I'm overweight. It'd be nice to be perpetually thin and strapping, like, you know, have a Ryan Gosling body. But if I were to change anything, I have bizarrely low hips. My hips are, or I don't know what parts.
Wait a minute.
Disproportionate. No, I have really low hips.
I have to ponder this just for a minute. It's disturbingly low hips.
Well, no.
So your center of gravity is abnormally low?
Well, like my hips, and then my abdomen doesn't start for like another 3 inches.
So what the hell is in between?
Like, it's just extra hip stuff. And then it turns in. So the thing is, here's the problem. I'm 5'11".
Yeah.
I'm not absurdly tall. And I'm a big guy, so I buy these shirts that are like sometimes 4X large, so they fit around me, but they don't get to my waist.
So you need the big and tall.
what I need, I would just, if I were to, I could handle being 5'9" or 5'8" if you could just squeeze together my hips with my belly and have them all kind of connect at the same point. But it's this weird nether region of extra chubby that it's not very chubby, but it's the neutral zone, like in Star Trek. You know, it's where the Klingons and the Romulans can exist in the same universe.
Sure, sure. It's that, like that weird area when you come back in from an international flight. I got you. Maybe we should have Dr. Dubrow, Kevin, the late Kevin Dubrow's brother, maybe come and join us or could be our first guest to talk about the extra weird hip thing or whatever. I don't know what I would change about me, and I'm clearly not perfect.
Want a list?
Not from you. Definitely not from you. And not from the girl who says that she wouldn't have given me another look or time if I had been shorter.
I'd like you to be 6'9".
Yeah. I can't. I'm still processing the... I mean, the something that someone would have to go through to think I'm going to spend this money to go through that pain.
Spend $70,000 on it.
No, that's what I'm saying. Even if I had millions, I couldn't imagine dealing with that. And then if you had millions, what the hell difference would it make anyway?
Yeah, because let me tell you, that girl you were with, if that 5'5 had millions of dollars, she'd be with the 5'5.
That's what I'm talking about.
You've been listening to The Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate The Chubby and Stick Podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to The Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to The Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.